truth.
You are listening to Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos, and I'm your host for the next 2 hours. And this is your show for 9/11 Truth Activism, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. We are taking action for 9/11 Truth, working to expose the cover-up of one of the greatest crimes in modern history, a crime that never had a criminal investigation, a crime that instantaneously became the foundational myth, the core mythos, the black heart of the global war on terror. We are working to expose the lies. We are working to create mass awareness. We are doing outreach and educating one-on-one in our communities. We are demonstrating. We are creating visibility. We are confronting those who aid and abet the cover-up. We are pushing for an independent criminal investigation into the crimes of 9/11. We seek accountability where there is absolutely none. And we are not stopping until we get justice. We are taking action every day, in every way, and we are taking united action together all around the world on the 11th day of every month until justice. Today's show, we will be covering some of the actions of January 11th. The most recent International Day of Truth Action. I just finished the international report on the actions of January 11th, 2008. Just finished it up this morning. At the moment, it's a truthaction.org exclusive. And I think I'll be throwing in a couple more sets of photos tonight and getting it as complete as possible and doing what I can to distribute it around the internet. But right now you can check it out at truthaction.org. This is by no means a complete report. I mercifully let go of the idea of compiling complete reports on the actions of each 11th, sometime fairly recently. It's just out of control. This is an autonomous, non-hierarchical, grassroots campaign. I set up truthaction.org to be a home base for this campaign, but it was not set up to administrate or control this campaign. It's an entirely autonomous campaign, and that's a great thing. That's the way it needs to be. With each person who is participating being the leader of this campaign and growing it, and that's the way it needs to be. But it also makes it difficult to do certain things. There's pros and cons of it. You just got to learn to deal with it. One of the things that makes it hard, I have no idea exactly how many people in how many locations are taking action. I know there's a whole lot, and I know that we're growing all the time. So I gave up on the idea of trying to do complete reports and started to just get into doing really good representations, the best reports possible, and the January 11th action report is beautiful. It's an inspiration to see. You should check it out at truthaction.org. And today we're going to be talking to a number of activists who did take action on January 11th. January 11th was the 12th month of this campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month. One full year of this campaign. And it was also the 6th anniversary, 6 years since the opening of the prison torture camp at Guantanamo Bay. So it was also an International Day of Action to shut down Guantanamo. And we encouraged crossover actions, and we saw some of that. As far as the documentation goes, most brilliantly in London, England. And you can see that at truthaction.org. The activists from We Are Change UK did really powerful shut down Guantanamo action. You can see documentation of actions from Rapid City, South Dakota, Calgary, Ontario. We're going to be talking to Nathan Moulton from Calgary 9/11 Truth today. Los Angeles, the beautiful group down in Los Angeles. We're going to be talking to an activist from Los Angeles today. Melbourne, Florida, Denver, Colorado, Barcelona, Spain, Austin, Texas, the home of We the People Radio Network. I think we're going to be talking to an activist from Austin today, too. Tampa, Florida, Stockholm, Sweden, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I believe we're going to be talking to an activist from Colorado today. Ottawa, Ontario, Sydney, Australia, Phoenix, Arizona, Perth, Australia, Dallas, Texas, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's a great video of the January 11th action in Philadelphia. Check it out. truthaction.org. Man, I love that video. Looks like a lot of fun doing 9/11 truth outreach on the streets in Philly. Moore Park, California, Cincinnati, Ohio. It's all there and more in the International Report on the Actions of January 11th, 2008 at truthaction.org. The next upcoming 11th, February 11th, 2008, will be the one-year anniversary of this campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice. Can't believe I made it a whole year. It's been amazing. I never started an ongoing international campaign before, but now I have. It's been mostly a lot of work, just nonstop work for the past year. I mean, I pretty much work the majority of every day, almost nonstop on this stuff. And it was just about a year ago today that I issued the call to action that initiated this campaign. If you never read the call to action, you can check it out right now at truthaction.org. It's a beautiful little piece of literature. We put out the call for action on the 11th day of every month and set up truthaction.org to be a home base for this autonomous, completely autonomous, non-hierarchical campaign. I don't run it. I don't control it. I've just committed myself, taken the responsibility for promoting it the best that I can, which sometimes feels entirely inadequate, but I do what I can to promote it. I've asked for people's help. I've begged for people's help to help promote it. If you'd like to help promote it and grow it, please promote it. Tell people to take action on the 11th. Tell them about it. Send them to truthaction.org. And I took responsibility for representing it, doing the best I can to gather, to collect, to collate, organize, and present the best documentation possible of what we're doing. And we started off on February 11th, 2007 in three locations in the United States. And in the past year, we spread around the world to, three or four continents, many countries around the world. I can't keep track of them all. But if you do a little bit of poking around at truthaction.org, you'll see it's going off. And it's going on all over the world. So we got a one-year anniversary of this amazing thing. One thing that's happened over the last year is, I really found out a lot about what's really up with the 9/11 truth movement. And one thing you find out when you try to promote a grassroots campaign is, who's who and what's what and what people are really about. And it was kind of, surprising, definitely disappointing, and definitely a bit disturbing, the lack of support from, certain established so-called 9/11 truth figures, very strange indeed, but a lot of support from the activists, and that's what it's about, the real people, the real movement, the activists on the street. For me, it's about the family members, the first responders, and the activists who are making this movement a movement. And it's also about all the people who are being butchered all around the world based on this lie, this 9/11 story. So, that's who I'm dedicated to. That's who I'm working with, and that's who I'm working for. And we'll be talking about, look, this anniversary coming up. If you haven't joined us yet, come on. Now's the time. It's not hard. In fact, one really cool thing about this campaign is that we have seen groups start up, new groups, local groups start up in a lot of different locations, basically through one or two or three, a lot of times one person, one dedicated person going out by themselves alone, willing to go out and stand alone for 9/11 truth in their community and do outreach and be visible and talk to people. And slowly but surely, sometimes not so slowly, but surely, they have attracted other people to join their actions. And before you know it, they've got a group going. And then they start kicking ass like you wouldn't believe. And that's happened in a lot of locations so far through this campaign. And that's just one really cool thing about this. But you could be one of them, You could, if you're, I don't know where you are listening, but, if there's no group around you, there could be one if you're willing to go out and stand for 9/11 truth. And another cool thing about this campaign is if you do that, if you go out by yourself and you're standing alone for the truth, you're not standing alone, because on that day, on the 11th day of every month, there are people standing with you all around the world, and we're all doing it at the same time. And that's a very cool feeling. So a whole lot of people have done that alone, had the courage to do that, and good things have happened, and they've started stuff up just like that through their willingness. So, be that person if you haven't already, and join us on our one-year anniversary coming up next month on February 11th. And if you need any more inspiration to do that, just, go to truthaction.org and you can see what's going on and what people have been doing. And if you go through the site, you can see back the months. You can see people in certain locations, like the good man Mark in Ottawa, Ontario. You can go back and look months ago and see him for, two or three months, Sometimes he's out there all alone by himself, then he has maybe one or two other people with him. And now, you know, he's got, the last couple months, he's got a whole group around him. You know, he's out there with 10 or 12 or 15 people. A really cool group, too. And that's just, you know, one of the amazing local success stories out of this campaign. And if you've been taking action with us on the 11th, do something really cool. Just put everything into it on this next upcoming 11th, because it's our one-year anniversary, and we need to just set it off. Now, I'm here in California, in San Francisco. Here I don't know what we're going to do yet, but I want to spend the whole day with diverse actions, all different kinds of actions. And I want to be out on the street, you know, from early morning until nighttime. So we'll figure it out. And And I'm going to be talking about this upcoming one-year anniversary. I've got some things we're going to be celebrating. There will be festivities for this month and following. Just the fact that we started off like we did, and with so little support. So shame. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking to. With so little support, despite the suppression of this campaign by bigwigs in this movement, we've succeeded. We've done amazing stuff, and we're just getting started. We spread around the world, and we're going to keep kicking ass like nobody's business. We're not stopping until we get justice. We'll be right back after this break. Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio, your show for 9/11 truth activism. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org, and today we're covering the actions of January 11th. We're taking action on the 11th day of every month, and we had a whole world full of action on this past 11th, January 11th, and today we're going to be talking to activists who took action on that day, and we've got one right here out of Los Angeles. We're joined by Scott Ford. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Hey, Cosmos. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. So you guys had another kick-ass day of action down in Los Angeles, I see.
Yeah.
January 11th.
Yeah, definitely. We are Change LA did two actions, one in the morning at the LA Weekly magazine, and later in the evening at Hollywood and Highland. And, you know, they both sort of had some purposes to them. The deal in the morning was that the LA Weekly, for listeners that might not know, is a alternative, and I use that word loosely.
Let's just call it a pseudo-alternative paper.
Pseudo-alternative paper.
Owned by New Times Incorporated. Out of Phoenix, Arizona, I believe.
I'm not sure the status, actually, of who owns the weekly these days.
Oh, wait, New Times joined with Village Voice, right?
I believe what happened is, and I really should know this, but I don't. But the weekly basically went very corporate in the mid-90s in that it was purchased by a corporate entity from its original owners. And then I think it changed hands a few times, but it wound up part of the Village Voice Media organization.
Yeah. Yeah, which merged with New Times. I think first New Times Incorporated bought it, and then they had that merger, so now it's all part of that blob.
Yeah, that is correct. However, somewhere I think in there is a hostile takeover attempt by one of the two named companies or something like that. So I know that it's messy, and I'm at least 70% sure that there's an ongoing lawsuit about it. But, I mean, you know, this is how the newspaper industry, this is what it looks like.
So they did something recently. I believe this fellow's name is...
Mark Cooper. Yeah, this was the issue dated December 14th through 20th, which would be volume 30 of last year. On page 32, Mark Cooper, who's a pretty well-known quote-unquote progressive writer, has been writing, I think, since the 60s. I guess he has an article called Dissonance. And he did a piece on the Green Party and Cynthia McKinney, which was essentially just a really mean hit piece. I don't know how else to describe it. But he talked about Cynthia McKinney joining the Green Party, how that's kind of the nail in the coffin of the Green Party, and then goes on to call 9/11 truth whack jobs, and so on and so forth. He mainly concentrates on McKinney in the article, but
of course Cynthia McKinney being you know, the only person in the United States government who has ever done anything in regards to getting at the truth about 9/11, and she was there right off the bat in early 2002. She asked who knew what when, and was, you know, excoriated, you know, dragged through the mud in all the corporate media. She confronted Donald Rumsfeld directly about the missing trillions.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
and about the war games on 9/11.
She's been there, your average American might only know Cynthia McKinney because of the attacks from the mainstream media that were perpetrated on her as being crazy and punching a security guard and all this sort of her hairstyle. And, you know, I think, some of the attacks were really personal.
Right.
So she's quite used to it.
Well, they took her out of office. I mean, they orchestrated this whole campaign to, you know, running like, and then she got back in and then, you know,
they
get her out of there.
They definitely spent a lot of money to keep her out.
But she ditched that corporate Democratic Party, finally. Well, okay, so let's get to the heart of it. You guys did an action out there.
Yeah, We Are Change. It was a great turnout, really, about, I would say, at least 20 people.
Yeah, there's awesome photos that you can check out. You can see this. You don't just have to hear us talking about it and imagine it. You can go to truthaction.org right now and see the awesome photos from Los Angeles, the majority of which actually are Scott's photographs, and there's some really beautiful ones. There's actually a whole slideshow that you put together for the Los Angeles photos.
Yeah, I think I sent you probably around 50 shots of that day, both the morning and night.
So how did it go with the weekly? I heard that they actually posted. I didn't get to check it out, but I heard that they posted photos of you on their site too.
They did.
Is that still up there?
I believe it is, I think there's a link if you go to Truth Action on the forum. I think there's a link, or I could try to dig up the link.
Yes, there is, actually. If you go to truthaction.org, go to the forum, and you'll see a forum for January 11th. And if you go in there to the action reports, I know you're right. There is a link in there to the page on the LA Weekly.
So they send out some guy. I know a few people at the Weekly, and I don't know who this guy was. He looked like he might have been a writer, might have been an intern. You know, he might have worked in classifieds for all I know. But, you know, he definitely wasn't somebody that was running the paper. You know, he definitely was not a publisher or the editor. But he came out and talked to some of the group. I don't really know how that conversation went. I think some of it went well, and some of it was a little tense. But they did write up, I guess he took some pictures, and they put us at the site. Now, to my knowledge, I don't think anything in the print edition made it, but to be honest, I didn't check that out, but...
who looks at that thing, that rag? Well, it's really cool. I mean, a lot of people have been, demonstrating outside media headquarters. And, you know, last May 2007, truthaction.org, we issued a call to action specifically to take 9/11 truth to the media. And, a lot of people joined us doing that in their locations that month. And then it's been something that's really stuck, just this past month, we saw a lot of people demonstrating outside media. I know they did in Tampa, they did in Phoenix, and, similar thing. This happens in a lot of places. It's happened with us here in San Francisco. You demonstrate outside the media outlet, and they come out and do a story on you. They just did it this month, the January 11th action in Phoenix. They got a great story on one of the radio stations there.
Well, in this case, I wouldn't call what they did a story on us, because what they did was they took some pictures.
They used it to attack you more.
Well, no, not really, but, they took some pictures, and then what they did was they wrote some captions underneath it, going along with the pictures, so it wasn't much of a story, but, we get what...
And you guys did another great action at night. You guys are kicking ass down in L.A. You can check out the great actions from We Are Change L.A. at truthaction.org. And we'll be right back after this break.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that Sheffield brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. Today we're covering the actions of January 11th. Our most recent International Day of Truth Action. We're taking action on the 11th day of every month, everywhere, all around the world, united action, together, for 9/11 truth and justice. And we won't be stopping until we get justice. We've been talking with Scott Ford out of L.A. He's been taking action with the We Are Change L.A. group. And we're just talking about... the action you guys did at the LA Weekly, but that was just one part of your day of action there. So what happened next?
Okay, well, one more thing on the Weekly.
Oh, yeah. Finish that up.
Yeah, so they send out this guy, and they didn't really do a story on us, but they put us on the website with some captions and a headline that had the word conspiracy in it or something like that. So they did sort of cover it. There was a reporter on the scene who, now I'm going to forget who he writes for. He writes for an online-only magazine, and the irony of that situation was the whoever owns this, blog-like newspaper or online zine sort of thing was the original founder of the LA Weekly. So I guess he sent a reporter out, and... He asked a lot of questions. He was very, very fair. So it'd be interesting to see what he writes about. That was the Weekly. It went very well. What I've noticed on that action was that the reception from people was very positive, extremely positive. And we were getting car honkings like every 30 seconds. And it was the most positive reaction I've seen since I've been doing stuff.
Cool.
So that's a good sign. And then real quickly later, We Are Change LA decided to test a new California law. Now, I can't speak much about the law, to be honest, because I don't know about it. But I think the gist of it is that the California Supreme Court ruled that a shopping mall or shopping center is considered a public space as opposed to private property and therefore open game for protesting.
Free speech.
Free speech indeed. And seeing as the We Are Change Group LA is really brave and just a bunch of heroes. I mean, really, these people are amazing.
A beautiful looking group, man. I'm looking at your picture right here now, the one that's, it's nighttime, so I don't know where you guys are, but you're all huddled together. And
yeah, that's in front of Hollywood and Highland. And if, just for your listeners that haven't been to California, in Hollywood, they just built a few years ago this mega indoor mall slash shopping center tourist area, and it's where they actually have the Oscars for the last 3 or 4 years, I think. So it's a pretty high-profile venue. We did some street action there and handed out stuff on the sidewalk. It's a little harder to gauge the reception you're getting on Hollywood Boulevard because there's so many crazies on Hollywood Boulevard that, you know, somebody might come up and try to bite you in the arm, but it has nothing to do with Nine Truth at all.
Right.
But
yeah, we get that a bit
in San Francisco. Exactly. So that's a little hard to gauge. But again, I mean, really positive. I mean, no problems or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the nutshell is we decided to test this law. We went into the shopping center with our signs and our T-shirts. We weren't chanting anything. We weren't screaming. We weren't really even talking to anybody.
But you guys are holding your signs.
We're holding our signs and wearing our shirts and, you know, looking pretty cool, I might add.
It looks like you're having fun to me.
Yeah, we're having a blast.
So, guys, check it out. If you're listening, go to truthaction.org and check out. There's a whole slideshow of just the L.A. actions. And you can see him going through the mall there. Out on the street outside. Hey, we've got another activist on the line who works with another We Are Change group, We Are Change Colorado, Ira. Welcome to the show.
I'm with We Are Change Colorado, and we did a couple of actions just this past Friday and Saturday, the 11th and the 12th.
Yeah, you guys went out 2 days. We talked to, on this show, we talked to Rob from We Are Change Colorado last month after the actions of December 11th. And, you know, he was talking about one really cool thing that We Are Change Colorado is doing is really, I guess, sort of like based out of Denver, but really doing a lot of outreach work, helping out other locations and other towns and cities in Colorado and helping the activists there get started with their street actions.
Yes. Yes, that was one of the ideas of our going to Colorado Springs, which is about an hour or so south of Denver. Our members are primarily in the Denver Boulder area, but we thought maybe we could create some interest in that area, and part of the fact that the Colorado Spring area is many people there work in the military. You have the Air Force Academy there, and so you have families of military there. And I understand actually that that NORAD is not far from there in the mountains in the Rocky Mountains around the spring.
Very heavily military area.
Yes, yes. So we thought maybe, or I don't know, it's my feeling, would we get an especially hostile reaction or what might be. So it was sort of fun and exciting to go where it's not my usual stomping grounds at all. It wound up really being very satisfying. For one thing, that it was a Saturday afternoon. I think people were more leisurely. We were there was a coffee shop on one corner and like a cell phone place on another, and So people were walking and strolling, and I think we were able to be, more visible that way, or at least engage people as they were going by. There were certainly a number of thumbs up and support, but there were people who would say, "Oh, I'm not interested," or "You got the wrong guy." I said right back to him, I said, "What do you mean I got the wrong guy? I mean, you've been lied to like everyone else. The government's been lying to you." So I felt pretty satisfied in some way that I got to speak out. I was expressing myself to people who may never have gotten an opinion that was opposed to their own.
So you guys did Colorado Springs on the 11th?
Actually, that was the 12th. That was
on the
Saturday
12th.
Afternoon.
Okay, and this
right.
is like another really cool idea. It kind of ties in with that, with reaching out and helping groups in other locations. That's one thing that you can do on the,
sure.
Around the 11th. And that's, Rob was talking to me about that, is if you're in an area with a really strong group with more members and, you know people in a nearby location who want to do an 11th action too, but you'd kind of like to combine it. And, it's like do one on the 10th and on the 11th, or one on the 11th and the 12th, and then on the other day, commute over there and help it out and double it up. And it's pretty cool to see you guys doing that. It's really inspirational, actually.
Well, thank you. Really, it's Rob's idea or concept, and he's been the one to email each of us and call and help get everybody out there. What you're saying about creating an event right near the 11th, the day before or day after, that was Rob's idea to, as long as you're creating the interest and the energy among the people you know, to go out and do something.
Yes.
Actually, he reminded us while we were out on the January 11th action, we were all at the same corner, kind of moving around.
We got a break
corners.
Here. Ira,
oh, sure.
Let's
yeah.
pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Sure. Okay.
Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org, and we're talking to activists who took action on January 11th. We've been talking to Scott Ford out of Los Angeles and Ira from We Are Change Colorado, and we've got more activists on the line, too. Before I bring them up, Ira, before we hit the break, you were telling us something about January 12th. You guys took action on the 11th.
Right. 2 days in a row. It becomes easier to do 2 days, or it could even become 3 days in a row. If on the 11th, you just let everyone know what your plans are for the next day. So for us in Denver, Colorado, one of the people who organize and initiate these actions, who keep the email list together, Rob had let us know there was another action we could participate in a slightly different region. I was saying, talking about Colorado Springs, which is south of Denver, and a way of supporting those who want to see 9/11 truth in the Colorado Springs area. As long as you're promoting one action and sending the emails out and making phone calls, it becomes an easy thing to piggyback a second action.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. I want to start doing that here more, and that's just, it's such a good way to grow this and to, you know, to grow the actions. And, you know, instead of having two actions with one with, like, a really solid turnout and another that's kind of nearby with, like, you know, three or four people, it's just, you know, do them both and work together like that. We've got a gray activist from Austin, Texas, from Austin 9/11 Truth Now. We've got Michelle on the line. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Cosmos. How are you?
I'm doing great. And we got a great picture of you guys' action from January 11th right up on the front page of truthaction.org. You guys are doing an awesome banner hang.
Yes, sir. We're
trying. It's an inspiration. Yeah.
Well, well, like, I kind of have to, like, agree with that gentleman there that you have on the line still.
Ira.
The back-to-back, I'm sorry, Ira, yeah. The back-to-back actions, I think it really fueled our Saturday action the next day because we did that 11th. We went out and we banner hung, and everybody was really pumped up that came out. So the next day, everybody was out there, and we do the regular, we do every week at the Capitol Saturday for a year now. Oh, it's over a year, actually.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing that. Non-stop.
Well, that's terrific commitment you got there.
Yeah, Austin 9/11 Truth Now. They're out every Saturday at the Capitol. Well, you were saying you guys have started to move around to other locations now.
Yeah.
But you've been doing it solidly for a year. I think you guys started just about this time last year, right?
Yeah, actually, we started with the new year. We were sitting around on New Year's Eve, and we were like, we need to do something. We wanted to do something, get active, and so we just started showing up at the Capitol every Saturday, and it just kind of turned into something bigger, and that kind of leads me to a point, too. I think for a while we were scattered because you focus on trying to grow the numbers, grow the numbers, grow the numbers, and what you need to do is focus on the group that you have. Try to get that group as committed and together as possible and strengthen the bonds with those people. Go out to dinner with them. Don't have drinks. Go out to dinner. You know, talk. Be a group, you know, and figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are. And I think the whole sign making is just an excellent way to kind of strengthen the group also because everybody makes the sign. Everybody puts their effort into it. You know, people are really pumped up when they see that it's turning into something that's going to, you know, freak people out or make them mad or, you know, cause an emotion. And I think that that has brought us together as a group. And we've really tried to make things as positive as possible. And it's working.
It looks like it's working. It's working for me from here, definitely. And that's the cool thing about documenting your actions. It's like not only are you affecting the people that you're right that are right around you where you're taking action, but when you know if you can manage to get a couple good shots, then people all over the world can take inspiration and see that. And it's kind of like you know your action goes around the world. But the past 2 months, this month and last month, you guys got us some really great photos of that creative process that you guys were sharing as a group, this sign making. Really two great series of photos of this process and it's really, you know, inspiring to see, you know, see you guys working together, making this stuff, and then the end result, you know, taking it out. I think last month you guys had it on the side of the road and this month you were doing a banner hang. But those are beautiful photos.
Yeah,
and it looks like a lot of fun.
We got really personal with it this month because the police ran us off the road last month, and we didn't stick up for ourselves because we weren't sure of the laws, and we went and we made sure we knew the law, and we're going to have a video out. I'm sorry for not getting it out sooner, but the cops actually did show up to our banner hang, and we knew what the law was. You know, we were allowed to stand on the sidewalk. It's public property, no matter what they say. The police told us that, you know, the state was in charge and TxDOT was in charge of the federal highway, so there were certain rules and regulations, but that there was no rule that we couldn't banner hang, just couldn't attach it to the bridge. You had to hold it the entire time, which we were prepared for. And so a young cop came out, and he was trained differently, you know, and he told us that's not how I was trained. And then an older cop came out while the young cop was standing there talking to him and said, they're allowed to do this. You know, you have to allow them to do this. It doesn't matter if they're bullhorning. We were bullhorning traffic. It was great. You know, they're all standing there. They don't know what to do. They're just like, oh, my gosh. But it was great, and it really strengthens the group. And like he said, Ira said, it was really great for the next day, because our next day at the Capitol, man, we were on fire. It was awesome.
Wow. Wow, terrific.
Excellent.
Our goal is to put signs up and down the highway.
Huh.
And I think that this would make a real impression, especially for people that are sitting for 10 to 20 minutes in this certain area, just to have to look at bridge after bridge after bridge of signs like this. And I think if we take it to a marketing level, it's going to make a real impact.
They're talking about that in L.A. here, too. Same thing. Every bridge going over the freeway.
Heck yeah, if they do it. You know what we use? We use drop cloth, canvas drop cloth. You can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's. Canvas drop cloth. It comes in all sizes.
Pretty cheap.
All kinds of, it's cheap. Yep.
Fantastic idea. Yeah, there's plenty of overpasses in the Denver Boulder area for sure. That's a good idea for some actions here.
Mm-hmm. You got to make it personal for people. They have to feel it.
Right. Right.
And yes, an awesome idea.
Too.
What's that?
I like what y'all said about working with other groups, too. And that means, like, going out and joining the Ron Paul people if you're not doing that. You don't have to talk about 9/11 when you're with Ron Paul, although we should encourage it a little. You know, I think that we should go out and, like, try to join other groups and be with other groups and encourage each other.
Don't cover it up. Whatever you do, don't cover up the truth.
Yeah, don't cover it up. But, I mean, you don't have to go in there, like, you know, crazy. But
screaming about it.
Yeah. Get with other groups. Try to focus with other groups. We're going to try to do that with the meetup here in Austin. The Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin is awesome, you know.
And I love this picture of you, the picture that we got on the front page of truthaction.org, and you got one hand, you're holding the banner, and in the other you've got your video camera, and you look like you're just watching, like, I don't know, you look like you're watching the cops, like a hawk.
I was watching the people in their cars. You know, their emotion is very important to me. I want to know if we're affecting them.
Yeah.
And I want to see them affected. And we run into a lot of military. A lot of military comes through there. So, you know, some of them are flipping us off, and some of them were like, right on, thank you so much. Because we had the Blackwater contractor, you know, and that's why the military gets bad rap. Everybody knows that, you know. So it was really effective in seeing that sign, because we're trying to focus on the whole Guantanamo. But
right.
At the same time, this could be you. It was great.
Yeah, where was that actually? That location where you're at, that overpass.
It's on I-35. We have what's called a deck, and so we have the lower deck, and then we have the overpasses above us. But then there's these bridges over the lower deck, because the school's right there, UT's right there. So it's just. Traffic stops up for some reason right there, and there's a lot of, you know, rolling hills right through there, and they just have to sit there for miles. I mean, seriously, miles. We stood there for a good 2.5 hours.
Wow, terrific.
There's
an action that the Colorado We Are Change is organizing. We're getting the producers of Loose Change, who have come out with a new version of their movie, Loose Change Final Cut. They're coming out to the Denver Boulder area near the end of February, and we've just started to promote it. The idea is to we've booked two different theaters that can seat about 3,000 people. I mean, all the different shows. So we're looking at getting this message to 3,000 people. Colorado area.
Hey, we're right up at the end of the first hour. Thank you guys for joining us. Real quick, give out your websites. Austin911truthnow.org.
WeAreChangeLA.org and 911blacklist.org.
And Colorado is We Are Change Colorado and Colorado911visibility.com.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the show, and thank you for taking action for 9/11 Truth.
Very welcome.
And we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. The second hour of the show, we're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos, I'm your host, and this is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. Today we're covering the actions of January 11th. We take action on the 11th day of every month, and we're not stopping until justice. We're going to get justice for 9/11, no matter what. We're not going away. And we've got a caller on the line, an activist who's a friend of mine, a local guy named Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
What's going on, Cosmos?
Hey, it's good to hear you, man.
Good to be on the show again. Good to talk with you always. So listen, man, I didn't catch the first 20 minutes of your show. Did you tell folks what went down in San Francisco on the 11th this month?
No, I didn't. Why don't you give them a rundown?
All right. Well, we had some folks, as usual, downtown San Francisco. It's a big tourist area there. There's a big cable car turnaround. Everyone comes to ride the cable car and do their little, you know, touristy thing around San Francisco, so it's always a fresh audience. There's always new faces there. I mean, there's a lot of people from out of the country even.
Yeah, Palin Market, it's a really, it's kind of an incredible location. Just the, you know, there's so many local people, and then there's people from all over the world just kind of all converging there.
Mm-hmm. And also right next to that, there's Union Square, this huge shopping plaza, so a little bit depressing to be there because you've got
running
around just like complete zombie mode, but you know, it's good to try and snap them out of it as best you can. And again, lots of people there. So we had a good little showing there, downtown San Francisco. We had some good banners, some bullhorning, you know, passing out lots of flyers, getting people educated. The real interesting part to me is what we did later in the afternoon around 4 p.m., there was another group was having a demonstration about Guantanamo.
It was an international day of action to shut down Guantanamo.
So we went up basically across the city, marched over there with all our banners and whatnot, and we joined up with them. One of the banners we had fit in perfectly was something we used on the San Francisco Tea Party Day. It was this huge sort of laminated box, and it had on one side some info about the Patriot Act, on the other side a little bit of info about the Military Commissions Act, very eye-catching. So we brought that over to them. That worked out perfectly. And they had a good turnout there. They probably had between, I'd say, 40 and 60 people in orange jumpsuits. They had a lot of banners, a lot of young kids there. Nice to see. And, you know, we just brought all our energy to them. We didn't, you know, throw 9/11 truth in their face, but we were definitely there. We were there, you know, to be in solidarity with them and support what they were doing because it's definitely, you know, the same target there. So when I got on the bullhorn with them, I didn't talk about 9/11. I mean, we still had our 9/11 banners and everything, so we were representing, but I talked about all of this evil legislation that's come down and, you know, getting ready to put people in Guantanamo left and right. I mentioned a couple of them. There's also, you know, H.R. 1955, straight-up thought crime bill out of 1984. If the government thinks you're doing something wrong, not even if you're doing anything wrong, if they think that you're thinking something wrong, then they'll come and mess with you. And, you know, Presidential Directive 51, the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2005, all those different legislation the system dropped on us. So we were educating people about that. They were pretty lively. They were, like, blocking intersections and stuff for a while, doing a little bit of direct action out in front of, like, the federal building and in front of the Federal Reserve building. So they brought a good energy there. I think, you know, all of us came to them really sort of up the energy level a lot. We had a lot of chants going on. And it was good times, man, and definitely a lot of bridge building. And I heard some other people talking about doing similar things, you know, just reaching out to other groups, coordinating different actions, getting it together. And, yeah, it was excellent.
Did you get a chance to check out the video?
I saw a lot of pictures. There's a lot of pictures on IndieBay.org, the local indie media site.
Yeah, there's a cool little video of the of the Guantanamo action in San Francisco on the Truth Action Forum in the July 11th folder. Someone posted it there. Pretty cool little video of the this is a lively little demonstration there. For sure. Hey, Jeremy, you want to give a shout-out for your book, Jeremy's the author of...
I wrote this little book.
Pretty cool little book.
Globally, called Fighting for G-O-D, in parentheses, Gold, Oil, and Drugs. FightingForGod.com. Check it out. Definitely, it mentions right in the book there. Number one thing you could do is get out on the 11th every month. TruthAction.org. Place to go.
Does it say that in the book?
Oh, hell yeah, it does.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's right up on there.
Good man.
So
what are we going to do on February 11th? I mean, it's a one-year anniversary. I mean, man, can you believe this stuff? Like, I mean, it took off. It happened.
Yeah, it's big. Well, on February 11th, one thing I'd like to see is, have a couple events all over the Bay Area. So maybe do something in Berkeley, maybe do something in Oakland, maybe do something in San Francisco. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it. I mean, do we want to divide our energies like that, or do we want to have one big thing? But
well, maybe we should do something like, I don't know if you caught what we were talking about in those last few segments, but like, you know, what the folks in Colorado are doing, you know, doing actions on multiple days and just increasing it like that in a row. Might be good if we want to do it. You know, I mean, it's something that I think we should be doing with, you know, because we have people that are spread out here and there. It might be cool. I mean, that's one thing that they're doing in Colorado is really helping, you know, people in nearby locations really get their actions going by heading out there and supporting them, you know. Get more people to their actions and, you know, little.
Yeah, maybe we can do San Francisco on the 11th like we usually do and then do the East Bay on the 12th. Well, get the message to both sides of the bay, and it'll, you know, echo all the way across.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I want a full day of action. That's what I was saying at the beginning of the last hour. I feel like I want to be out all day long, from early morning to night, and do diverse actions all day long. Maybe we should make it a multiple day.
Yeah, and I hope people really focus on, you know, 9/11 for this upcoming thing, since it's the, you know, one year anniversary of when we, you know, basically officially started doing these things and with Truth Action and everything. I feel like, I mean, definitely there's a lot to be said for building bridges with other groups, but one thing that worries me a little bit about that too is just, you know, people's energy getting sapped by other issues, you know, working for maybe presidential candidates or whatever, and there's some good folks out there. But, you know, I feel like in some cases that does reach a wider audience, but, you know, we all know 9/11 is the cornerstone issue. That's what we've got to keep on hammering at if we want to knock down this, you know, neo-fascist tower that's been built up and is, you know.
Well, there's so many reasons why we need to focus on 9/11 with everything we got. And people who know what's up with 9/11, people who know about 9/11 truth know why it is the issue that we have to focus on. A, it's got that power. It's just, first of all, it's the foundation. It's the foundational myth of the war on terror. And all those, you know, all that phony legislation, that criminal legislation that you were just talking about is all based on 9/11. The slaughter around the world that's going on, the invasions and the plans for more, even more disastrous, is based on 9/11. But this issue, you know, there's so many things going on, and you can pick, you know, all these different issues and this and that, but, you know, none of them have the intensity, none of them have the effect. I mean, 9/11 was like basically this mass-scale traumatic programming.
Yeah.
And when when you educate someone about 9/11, when you help them understand what's going on with this, it shifts something in them. And, you know, people who just, you know, aren't educated about anything that's going on become open to a whole lot more information.
It's definitely a good sort of rabbit hole to all the other, you know, New World Order or globally, or, you know, pick your term, things with, you know, the whole monetary system scam that's going on and all these other sorts of, you know, systems of control and, you know, huge issues. Once you learn about 9/11, it's definitely a whole paradigm shift, and you're able to learn about a whole lot of other things that maybe you never knew about before at all. So,
And that's just kind of like, that's kind of like the big picture reasons for focusing on 9/11 on, you know, on a whole nother level. You know, there's the event itself, the attack itself, the crime itself, the mass murder itself, the need for justice for the people who were incinerated, blown up, slaughtered on that day. There's been no accountability whatsoever. I mean, just on that very basic level, you know, I'm personally committed to justice for that day. And it just so happens that this thing is so huge, and it's been, you know, this foundational, you know, this cornerstone, like I said, beginning of the last hour, the black heart of this so-called global war on terror. You know, it just so happens that doing the right thing and demanding justice for that crime, you know, leads to breaking down this whole thing, to just, you know, throw in a whole wrench in the machinery of this, you know, this global empire juggernaut, you know. So it just kind of all fits together, and there's just many, many reasons why 9/11 is the issue. And, you know, I share a lot of the concerns, too, you know, about, you know, just seeing energy being siphoned out of the movement. You know, I have a lot of, I mean, see, the thing is, it's like, even if your ideal fantasy candidate got put into place, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's no, I mean, just say it all went as you wanted to. You, there's no, I mean, we need to expose this. We need to educate about it. We need to get justice for it no matter what. I mean, anything could happen at any point, and we need as many people educated as possible. And really, we need to just freaking focus on getting justice for this day. And I know a lot of people know that, and I hope that they maintain focus no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather, you know, rather than putting my efforts into, you know, trying to get some spy candidate to come and, you know, save the day, who knows if that's going to happen? Seems like kind of a long shot. And even if it does happen, that's not how, you know, that's not how this country is meant to work. We're not supposed to have some glorious leader. This isn't Maoist China. We don't have some, you know, glorious revolutionary hero who just leads the way and saves the day. This is America. This is we the people. We the people have to do this. We can't just be, you know, putting all of our efforts into, you know, supporting some, you know, candidate, however much we might agree with, you know, all or some of their issues. 9/11 is where it's at.
Well, that's one amazing thing about the 9/11 truth movement is it's just pure grassroots. I mean, there's like no support from, I mean, anything but the grassroots, and it really is we the people, you know. And, you know, it's one concern that I have with, like, I mean, it happens every 4 years, you know. It's just, I mean, it happened 4 years ago, it happened 4 years before that, it happened 4 years before that, you know, is a lot. You see this energy building up. It's almost like, you know, 4 years is just like the amount of time that they need, you know, to take off the pressure. You know, you see these grassroots, the energy in these grassroots movements that's building up and, like, you know, gaining momentum. And then, you know, I feel like a lot of times political campaigns are really, you know, used to kind of, you know, suck energy into that, you know, and dissipate, you know, this building energy. And then somehow, you know, that just kind of doesn't materialize into anything, and it gets dispersed. And the thing is with 9/11 truth, it's just like, first of all, you know, we're not going anywhere. I mean, we're going somewhere. We're headed for justice, but, I mean, we're not going anywhere. This isn't dying. It's not going to go away. It's not going to do anything except get stronger and stronger and grow. I mean, we're at the point where we're at now. It can only grow because, you know, an idea, especially an idea that's based on exposing the truth about something so major that has, you know, wreaked so much havoc on the world, I mean, that's a powerful thing. You know, despite whatever ebbs and flows we might see or experience ourselves in this movement, it's only going to grow. You know, I mean, lots of times, like, when I feel like, oh, you know, you know, this or that, I just, like, feel this negativity or just, like, you know, lack of energy. It's like, then, you know, I hear of people in places just out of the blue, you know, who are starting to talk about this, like people you wouldn't expect. And then this is happening over here, and that's just the way things work, you know, and grow and spread. So we're not going away, and it's, I mean, it's just like focus on this.
Let me go back to what you were saying about the other, you know, these candidates that come along and sort of sap the vitality of activists and use up our resources.
Okay, we got about a minute here.
I'll do it quick. Michael Rupert, I remember, was talking about how back in the day, Ross Perot was sort of the dark horse candidate, and people don't realize he was actually talking about a lot of the heart of the corruption that was going on. And Mike Rupert, at the end of the day, he had been supporting him, and a lot of, you know, people had been behind Ross Perot as this dark horse, you know, anti-establishment character. And then at the end of the day, what Michael Rupert decided was that Ross Perot was probably put in there purposefully to sap everyone's energy, to try and get behind his hero and use their energy to promote him rather than promoting the truth.
Well, I saw that without a doubt, you know, 4 years ago with Kucinich, you know, who's a guy, for the most part, really, you know, he just really comes across as, you know, sincere, you know, and really, you know, has done some good things. You know, and I just watched him suck everyone's energy up. You know, there was a lot of energy, and a lot of people poured it into him, and then, bam, Kerry. He supports Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And today we are covering the actions of January 11th, 2008. We've been talking to some of the great, heroic, inspiring activists who got out on the 11th day of January and took action for 9/11 truth and justice, got visible, and did the right thing. I want you to join us. I want you to do the right thing. We've got the one-year anniversary of the campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice. It's coming up February 11th. If you haven't joined us yet, what the hell are you waiting for? You know what's up. You know what you need to do. Check out truthaction.org. Check out what these activists all around the world are doing and join us. Help us grow this on our one-year anniversary, February 11th. Right now, we're joined by a great activist from Calgary, Ontario. That's in Canada, folks. Nathan Moulton from Calgary911truth.org. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be on, and it's great to see everything that everybody's doing out there. And you can take action on the 11th day of every month. You can also take action on every day of the year and just get out there and just even talking to people and just bringing the subject up is great. It shouldn't be a taboo subject. We should just keep on pushing for a new investigation. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for joining us again. Nathan was with us, I believe it was 2 months ago, right after the November 11th actions. And just like you said, you know, damn, if you haven't joined us on the 11th yet, what the hell are you waiting for? Join us on February 11th. But we need you every day, and we need people taking action every day and every way. And the best way to take action, really, is just talking to people, you know, and, you know, carrying DVDs with you wherever you go, maybe some flyers, and talking to people. And it shouldn't be a taboo. And you know what? It's really not a taboo anymore because of the work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we smashed the taboo so much now. I mean, it's pretty crazy, you know. You watch the, just watching, like, you know, the corporate media, the talking heads, the politicians trying to pretend that it is still a taboo issue. And we've made so much progress in crushing that taboo. It shouldn't be a taboo. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know? And we're crushing it, you know, by going out and getting visible and talking to people and doing it everywhere and not stopping. And you do such a great job of that with your group up in Calgary. And not only do you do really great actions, but you really do an awesome job of documenting them too. And Calgary 9/11 Truth has put out so many great videos of their actions. I was just telling Nathan on the break, it's like, you know, not to say anything's my favorite or whatever, but Nathan makes the greatest activism videos. I mean, you could just go through the videos he's made of his group's actions, and it's just like one after the other, so inspiring and you know, such a good energy. And you guys did an awesome action on January. You went to a hockey game, a Flames game.
Yeah, right outside the Saddle Dome here in Calgary, and the Saddle Dome holds about, I think the capacity for a hockey game is 20,000. We went right outside the main entrance where everybody comes in. It's right outside the C train there, and we had the banners out. We had two camera angles, and I would say out of the 20,000 people that went into that stadium, at least 10,000 of them seen our Investigate 9/11 banner or got a DVD or got a flyer. And it was a really successful action that we took, and it's a brand new year for the truth. So we're going to, of course, keep going on the 11th of every month, and then at the end of the year, we can make a big video of all the truth actions that we did throughout the year. And making the videos of your truth actions are really important, too, because then people get inspired by those, like you said, and go out and do their own truth actions and get their own ideas, and that's really important too.
Well, you know, sporting events always seem kind of like you know, a dicey proposition as far as doing 9/11 truth actions. In fact, I've seen a couple of videos where people go and have some pretty interesting experiences, like outside the baseball game or whatever. This video you guys made, it seems like you got a really good reception. Was that really representative of what of like the overall kind of reception you guys got?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got a great. I was a little worried actually about the kind of reception we would get to being out there with the signs with all those people, and it was actually great. People were coming up, and one guy was like, "Yeah, it was totally, there's no way," and that's just a great reaction to get, because then they'll probably go and look into it even more, and the people that haven't looked into it might go and look into it, and that's just what we need. And then maybe even some people join Calgary 9/11 Truth after seeing us out there at that hockey game.
Man, I hope so, and it seems like it could be likely. I mean, that's such a key thing about doing the visibility actions is a lot of people out there know what's up, but it really makes a difference when they see a group of people who are concerned enough about this that they're, you know, willing to go out there and get visible about it and talk to people about it and raise awareness, because those people who do already know what's up, or, you know, have suspicions or know a little bit about some stuff, are like, wow, you know, this is important enough to this group of people. You know, oh, wow, they look like they're having fun too. But but this is, you know, I mean, it kind of makes a shift, you know, in their minds. And, you know, and then again, there's the people who are just, you know, totally removed from it or don't know anything about it or whatever. I mean, it's having an effect on everyone, you know, who sees a visibility action.
So, yeah, and you may have to do a little organizing to get everybody together, and a lot of people, you know, aren't going to come out, and you may not get as many people as you want, but just keep it up, keep going out there. And this past action that we did was the most people that we've ever had at one action at the same time. So that was really good to see that many people come out.
Very cool. Yeah, it's just kind of like, I mean, you get that, you know, I think everywhere, you know, you know, it's kind of like people come, people go, people, you know, different people have different levels of commitment and determination to this. And it's just like, you know, those of us with like a very solid core of commitment to it just have to keep going and just, you know, cultivate that in other people too. Because, you know, it's like we're dealing with so much. In a way, you know, it's like actually going out and doing the action, it can seem really difficult. But then when you go out and do it, it's like it's pretty easy and it's pretty fun, you know, and you have a great time. But it's actually, you know, I mean, just like in general, though, just like doing it at all, you know, and making the time for it and fitting it in and trying to get other people to, you know, to make time for it is really, you know, it's really a challenge, you know, in the times we're living in.
Yeah, well, I mean, I work a full-time job. I work 40 hours a week, and I still find the time to do this, and everybody else should too. And if you have questions about 9/11 or if you think it was an inside job, you need to get out there and join your local truth group. And if there isn't one, then make one and people will join you. That's what it's all about. And it's just about, I mean, there's over a million people here in Calgary and we can only get under 20 out. That's crazy. I mean, there should be more than that coming out, and we're like, we're recruiting people by getting out there and by making these videos.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. We're taking action for 9/11 truth every day in every way, and we're taking action all together, united action, on the 11th day of every month until justice. And we're just weeks away from the one-year anniversary of this campaign for action on every 11th, February 11th. It's our one-year anniversary. If you haven't joined us taking action wherever you are, people are taking action all around the world. If you haven't joined us yet, you got to join us on February 11th. We're talking with Nathan Moulton from Calgary 9/11 Truth, calgary911truth.org. And right before the break, Nathan was saying, and it couldn't be more true, if you know what's up with 9/11, if you know 9/11 was an inside job, how can you not take action? How can you not do something? At the very least, talk to everyone you can. Communicate that in every way. Spread awareness. Take action. Create visibility. Do what you gotta do. Join us. You know, join us around the world. All of those of us around the world who are doing what we know we gotta do, we can't not do it. You know? We have to do it. Ain't that right, Nathan?
That's right. It's almost like an addiction getting out there and doing this and getting all this powerful information out there. It's like you just gotta do it. You gotta get out there. You gotta make as many DVDs as you can. It's just like, you just want as many people to know about this because it's just such a big thing. I think I heard you say, you know, it was the crime of the century without a criminal investigation, and that's dead on. And the more people know about it, the more it's going to, you know, become an important issue and a more important issue and more important until there needs to be a real investigation of it.
Absolutely. The crime of the century with no criminal investigation, and then they use it as the foundation for a global war on terror and stripping us of our civil liberties, our rights. It's insanity.
And I don't know if they're doing this. I don't know if they're doing this down in the States, but here in Alberta and in Canada, they have these little bumper stickers that say "Support our troops." It's like a little yellow ribbon. And it says support our troops, and we support the troops. We want to bring them home. If you support the troops, you shouldn't be supporting this war. And it seems like people don't even understand that concept.
Yeah, well, that's a really basic one that a lot of people are going to have to get over. We've got another great activist on the line from Southern California. Let's bring him on here. Art, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm glad
I
made it in. I just haven't been listening much. Just got off work and had to call in and listen to you guys.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's really good to hear you on the show, man. Art did an excellent action this past 11th, on January 11th, at Moore Park College in Southern California. Just some great pictures of it. You can check it out at truthaction.org. Made a whole bunch of signs and put them up really high on these light posts.
I've seen that. That was wicked.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, the best thing about that, and it was a spontaneous idea. They stayed up for 2 weeks, and I drove by today, and I tried to check and saw that one may have blown down, but they were up for 2 weeks. And I'm not even that tall, and I know we have some over 6 foot, 6 foot members of the Truth Movement. If they can get them up there, they are not coming down. I'm question 9/11. People see that every time they want to go be a consumer. It's right there in their eyes. And it was real easy. It took us only about 20 minutes to put them up with a driver. And, I think we're going to be doing that a lot more.
Cool. There you go, folks. That's an awesome visibility action. And the thing is, it's like, you're doing it well. For a while, you were going all the way out to L.A. to join the group there,
mm-hmm.
and the awesome actions that they have there. But you know, you can't always make it out there, so you're doing your own thing alone. But there you go. I mean, just by yourself or with one or two other people, you can do an action that can have that, you know, pack that kind of punch for 9/11 truth visibility, where you've got signs staying up for 2 weeks.
Well, My life has gotten a little bit more complicated, and I have not been able to get out with, you know, all the great people in L.A., and it's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay on your couch. What is more important than...
Well, it means you can't stay on your couch.
Yeah, you can't stay on your couch. You got to get up. You got, you know, no more excuses. You know, there's plenty of actions that individuals can do. And the thing that I liked about putting the signs up is, you know, nobody knew who it was. For people that are timid, they don't want to, you know, they feel like they might get rejection out there. There is no rejection. It's an absolute high. You feel great after it. And to know that it's going to be up, you know, they stayed up for 2 weeks is, you know, it might be one of the best visibility actions I've ever done single-handedly with, you know, just, well, I guess it's not single-handedly, but with two people. You know, two people can do this. And it was so simple, and it was so easy, and it was cheap, and it was fast.
Awesome.
And there's so many things you can do just to get the word out there. Like DVDs, handing out DVDs is one thing, but even just doing something like that and getting creative with your message, it's just, that's how you get it out there. That's how you get people thinking and investigating it for themselves, is being creative with it.
Yeah, because that's also that kind of thing. I mean, that's reaching people in a different kind of way, too, than, say, you know, coming across people on the street who have signs and are giving out DVDs, which is obviously a very great thing to do and can have massive impact. But it's just like, it's a different kind of effect, you know, for these signs. You know, to be up there, and someone, especially, you know, someone who's, like, passing it every day, you know? I mean, that's, you know, triggering something in their head every day. And then they think, you know, subtly they think, you know, about the person who put it up there. You know, it's like, you see that, when you see that high up there, it's like, you know, wow, someone cared enough to put this message up there, so it stayed there so that I see it every day, you know, and it's an interesting kind of thing, you know, the different effects that you can have through different kinds of actions. And that's what we need to do, is just, we need every kind of action, you know, all kinds of action. Well, not every kind of action, but all kinds of nonviolent, peaceful, creative actions to increase visibility and to make people think and to get the word out.
Amen.
Hell, Nathan dressed up as Santa. For his December 11th action, you can see a fine video that he crafted out of that action. It's still up, I believe, on the front page of truthaction.org. I believe it's at the very bottom of the front page now. It's just about to slip off the front page, but it's still there on the front page. Check out Nathan and Calgary 9/11 Truth, their Christmas action. That was pretty creative because you went all over the place giving away free presents to people.
Yeah, and it was such a simple little Santa costume I put together. I just went to a little novelty store and got the Santa thing with the beard, and then I just wore a big red jacket, stuffed the pillow in there, and went out, and it was amazing how many people took the DVDs as opposed to just a regular action. We get a lot of DVD turndowns, and in one of my videos, I actually put a whole section of just DVD turndowns.
Want your DVD.
Yeah, exactly. That day, they just flew. We were like, where'd all the DVDs go? We had like 500 of them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One good thing that really helps for distributing DVDs, and I've got a couple of these around, it's a sign that just says in big bold letters, free DVD.
Yeah, we got one of those.
And people love that. Free DVD, and like, you know, they don't even know what you're about, and they'll come up to you, you know, and they want one. So that helps. Or you can dress up like Santa, and they'll take your stuff. All right, hey, you guys, stay with us. And we'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And we're talking with some great 9/11 Truth activists here. We've got Nathan Moulton from Calgary 9/11 Truth on the line with us. We've got Art V from SoCal, that's Southern California. He's done a lot of work with the Los Angeles group, but he's a lone wolf 9/11 Truth activist, putting 9/11 Truth signs way up high where no one will bother to take them down. They stay up for weeks. People see them every day. You could do something like that. So what's next for Calgary 9/11 Truth, Nathan?
We're just going to keep on taking action on the 11th of every month, keep getting it out there, and, you know, who knows what's next. We never know what to expect or where we're really going to go. When we went down to the hockey game, that was really last minute. We found out that there's a hockey game going on that night, and we were originally going to go back to the CBC and do something there. And I'm really going to try to confront Prime Minister Stephen Harper on a few things, such as the North American Union and 9/11 Truth, and just keep on getting out there, keep on taking action.
Good man. Yeah, we were talking about the you know, taking 9/11 Truth to the media, taking it to the corporate media outlets. Scott, who was on in the first segment of the show, was talking about the LA action where they did a demonstration outside the LA Weekly, this past 11th, and you've done that too. You guys did the same thing happened with you as has happened here in San Francisco when we demonstrated outside of the CBS headquarters, and it happened just this past 11th. Well, it happened with them at the LA Weekly, and it happened in Phoenix when they demonstrated outside these media headquarters, where the media comes out, talks to you, does a story on you. You guys got an awesome little spot on that CBC on their TV news. It was like a promo for 9/11.
Yeah, and I think whatever way they try to twist it, whether it's, you know, positive towards what you're doing or negative, it's good to get out there on the media and be seen like that and show what you're doing and show that you're getting out there. And who knows who's going to be watching and who knows what kind of effect you're really going to have.
Yeah, it's visibility. And that's, you know, one thing of obviously that is sorely, even criminally missing, of course, in the corporate media. And, you know, of course, you know, the majority of the so-called alternative media as well. So, man, yeah. I mean, I'm so glad that that stuck, you know. It's like we put out a call to action for taking 9/11 truth to the media last May, 2007. And a whole bunch of us did it that month. And a lot of people kept doing it. And a lot of people do it every month. It's really cool. I know a whole bunch of people did it just this past 11th, and it's a really good tactic. I mean, like you said, you know, you don't know how they're going to spin your thing. You can't obviously control it. But, hey, we did it. You know, we demonstrated outside of CBS here, and they were like, what the hell is going on down there? Send some cameras down there. You know, and they came down, and they started, you know, filming our demonstration. Then they sent down one of their anchor people to interview me. And I told him about family members demanding a new investigation. I told him about Building 7. And, you know, much to my surprise, you know, a few weeks later, they had, you know, it was kind of like a 50-50. They put in some of their BS stuff, you know, conspiracy crap thing. But right in the middle of the segment, they showed the full clip of World Trade Center 7 coming down with my voice narrating what people were seeing. So, you know, that was pretty incredible. And that kind of thing has happened, you know, with other people who've taken it to the media. You know, just go out there and you don't even need a specific reason to hit that particular outlet like the folks at the LA Weekly did this past 11th, because pretty much every media outlet in the country is ignoring the issue. So it's always a good time to get outside a media outlet.
Absolutely.
So the only way you're going to know what kind of effect you have is to actually go out and try. You know what I mean? It's just the only way you're going to know what kind of effect you have is getting out, taking the actions, and trying something, see how it works, and then trying something else, and keep trying.
Indeed.
Yeah, we never know what's going to happen or how the action's going to turn out. We just go out there and get the message out. And, you know, a lot of crazy things have happened and a lot of really good things have come out of it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild because it's like, you know, I mean, I always get skeptical, you know, just about going out. It's like, oh, what, you know, what's going to happen? Da, da, da. You just don't know. And then you go out there and it's just like, bam. You know, the reality of it is, well, you never know what's going to happen, but usually it's something you don't expect. And a lot of times, the majority of times, it's, you know, really great communication and connections with people in the community, you know, that you had no way of expecting, like, whoa. And it's like, and then you know for sure, like, you know in your gut that you're actually making a difference and that what you're doing is worthwhile and that you had to do it. And you knew you had to do it. That's why you got out there in the first place. But it's almost like, you know, you're going on faith or just that feeling, like, I got to do it. And I don't know why. You know, it's wrong. I'm not going to do anything. I got to do it. You do it, and it's just like, bam, like, you know why you had to, because you made these solid, you know, had these solid communications with people who, like, you know, like, you had to spread that information to them, and they're going to talk to other people. And those people are going to think about it, and we don't know where that's going to lead. Hopefully, you know, more of those people that we've come in contact with will realize the importance of taking action for this, you know, at the very least on the level of just talking to other people, which is a very important thing to do, the most basic form of activism for 9/11 truth that you can take.
Mm-hmm. I've had really skeptical people, and then they'll come back to us or come back to me and say, oh, can I get some more of those DVDs? I've looked into it, and this is crazy stuff, man. I gotta get more of those DVDs. I want to let my family know. And that's what really is powerful to me, is see people do a complete turnaround from not believing anything you say to looking into it for themselves and finding out that what you were saying was true.
Right. Yeah. You get a lot of that, you know, people who are, you know, just kind of borderline, you know, there's a certain percentage, you know, that you always see of people who are just, you know, it's really weird, and it really creeps me out, actually. The people who are just very close-minded, like, you know, like a solid brick wall, like, no. You know, but there's always that little percentage. It's a shrinking percentage, you know, but then you get the people who are just like, you know, like they don't, you know, they don't really want to hear it, but they, you know, they got a little bit of openness, and it's just like, you know, you don't try to cram anything down their throat or convince them of anything, but you have your materials with you, your outreach materials, flyers, DVDs, and you just share it. You know, you just, hey, just check it out for yourself, see what you think, you know, and if it makes you question, then look into it, do your own research, you know, find out for yourself. Don't, you know, there's no reason to believe what anyone's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Think for yourself. And it's really cool to make those connections, like you're saying, and then especially when they really, you know, seem to be coming around. And, you know, I've definitely had a few of those experiences, like you said, where it's someone who comes back, you know. Usually not so much on the street, like seeing them next time or anything, but more like, you know, in personal interactions, you know, in my life with different people who are just like, oh, whoa, I didn't realize it was like that. You know?
And even if they go and try to prove you wrong, they're still investigating it and looking into it. So, I mean, that's good. That's what we want.
Hey, Nathan, I got a question for you. Do you guys ever go to college campuses for activism?
Yeah, we went out, actually it was a while ago now. It was probably a few months ago when we started doing it, and that was really effective too, because they were interested in the information, and they, you know, those are people who are trying to get a good education, and we just wanted to educate them about 9/11 truth, something that they maybe not looked into.
Yeah, I you know, going over to Moore Park College, the early part of my action, the last 11, there. I hear the music, but
go ahead, Art.
They're so open to the idea. They're, you know, they know the politics is messed up. They know someone's lying. The college campuses might be a great place to have a nationwide day that we just, hey, this month we're going to do colleges because they are listening to us.
Yeah, we should. I think that's a great idea, and do it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, Art, Nathan, you guys are both heroes to me. Keep up the great work. Let's fucking kick it. On February 11th, it's the 1-year anniversary of this campaign. We're going to do it. It's going to be, we're not stopping. We're never stopping.
Never. That's right.
All right, check out the actions of January 11th on truthaction.org. We'll be back next week.